This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Heading off disaster in Florida.
Trying to prevent a real catastrophic flood situation.
Airports jammed for Easter.
Flying to LA was packed and I felt kind of weird.
Prisoners revolt in St. Louis.
About 60 inmates on the third floor reached their cell door.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez with the CBS World News Roundup. Officials near Tampa Bay are trying to prevent severe flooding from a giant reservoir surrounded by radioactive material. Correspondent Janet Shamlian is in Palmetto, Florida.
Officials say the pond at an old fertilizer manufacturing plant holds 480 million gallons of polluted water, a mix of salt water, storm runoff, and acidic water containing phosphorus and nitrogen. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis denied reports it's radioactive.
The water meets water quality standards for marine waters, with the exception primarily of the phosphorus and the nitrogen.
Even without flooding, the controlled flow is pumping potentially dangerous water into the bay. Ed Sherwood, who runs a local estuary program, is worried about the impact.
For the past 20 years, we've been trying to get attention to final closure for this facility. I think this just raises the bar.
Sherwood says the nitrogen and phosphorus concentrations could fuel more algae blooms, which can kill off fish and other wildlife.
A jail and more than 300 homes were evacuated Friday. Americans were on the move over Easter weekend. More people traveled by air than at any point since the pandemic began. CBS's Earl Barnett is at Newark Liberty International.
Kathy Anderson reunited with her daughter for the first time in a year.
I love you too.
Anderson is one of the millions of Americans who returned to the skies this weekend, shattering pandemic travel records. Increased demand prompted Delta Airlines to temporarily open up middle seats, and Americans' domestic bookings are at 90% of pre-pandemic levels.
It just seems like all of a sudden it's a rush.
Larry Pettis says he felt more comfortable flying because he'd been fully vaccinated.
For vaccinated people, it's reasonably safe to do this. But among unvaccinated people, it is not yet.
Dr. Ashish Jha says decreased testing, relaxation of public health measures, and new variants are now contributing to the spread of COVID in several states.
It really is a race right now between these variants that have become widespread and are spreading much more effectively and quickly, and how many people we can protect through vaccines.
Chaos at a jail in St. Louis. Officials say at least 60 inmates broke out of their cells, smashed windows, and set fires. Streets are closed off, and police in riot gear are on the scene. Sheriff Vernon Betts says he guesses he's in charge.
I tried to get them to stand down, and if they would stand down, they would personally see me in the morning to help with whatever situation, but they decided that they don't want to stand down.
The inmates are demanding hearing dates in criminal court. Derek Chauvin's murder trial begins its second week today. Correspondent Jamie Yucas is in Minneapolis, where churchgoers gathered near the site where George Floyd died.
Pastor Curtis Farah honored Floyd during his Easter service.
It is going to take the power of God to get racism out of our human nature.
Julie Jefferson reflected on Floyd's death after the service.
It's hard to understand how one human being could do that to another human being. For us that goes to this church, no matter what they change around here, you're going to always remember that moment.
As the Derek Chauvin trial hangs over Minneapolis, Jefferson says the testimony has been too painful to watch.
I have two sons. They're grown and married now, and I look at that as if that could have been them.
A political showdown is growing over Major League Baseball's decision to move this year's All-Star Game out of Georgia because of a Republican-led effort to change voting laws. Atlanta's Democratic Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms tells CBS News,
I respect the decision. I understand the decision. But I don't like the fact that we have been put in this position by our state legislature and our governor.
Delta and Coca-Cola have both criticized the new law. CBS News has learned the name of the Capitol police officer injured when a driver slammed into a barricade Friday afternoon. Officer Ken Shaver cheered on as he left George Washington University Hospital Saturday. Another officer was killed in the attack. The military has closed a one secret prison unit at Guantanamo Bay. U.S. Southern Command says about a dozen prisoners have been moved to an adjacent unit after Camp 7 fell into disrepair. Israel's embattled leader is back in court.
Protesters heckled Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as he entered the courthouse for a new phase of his corruption trial. He has pleaded innocent to charges of bribery and fraud. The trial resumes 2 weeks after another inconclusive Israeli election as political parties decide whether Netanyahu can remain in power. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
Jordan may be a kingdom divided. King Abdullah's younger half-brother, Prince Hamza, denies claims of a failed coup attempt. In a video obtained by the New York Times, he says he's being punished unfairly.
My security has been removed. The internet and phone lines have been cut. This is my last form of communication, satellite internet.
Hamza's mother, American-born Queen Noor, issued a statement saying her son is the victim of, quote, wicked slander. Top prize at last night's SAG Awards goes to
these rebels without a job.
They're a threat to national security.
The trial of the Chicago 7. Frank Langella played the judge.
Reverend King was right. We need leaders to guide us toward hating each other less.
The late Chadwick Boseman won Best Actor for Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. His widow, Simone, accepted.
Thank you, Screen Actors. Thank you, Chad. Thank you.
On the TV side, Schitt's Creek and The Crown took top prizes. The long drought is over for Stanford women.
2 seconds, McDonald Trout heaves!
The Cardinals are national champions in women's basketball for the first time in 29 years. Haley Jones scored 17 points as Stanford held off Arizona 54-53. Stanford women spent the entire year on the road because of local COVID restrictions. Designers are working overtime as more people get vaccinated and more companies switch to hybrid work models. Mina Krennick, architect at Perkins & Will.
We did our New York office to be very conscious of touchless sinks and soap dispensers and creating meeting spaces that were gracious in relation to spacing.
Safety, including the lunchroom, is one concern.
Individually wrapped snacks are going to be our friend.
Keeping the hybrid experience equitable is another.
We want to create conference rooms that allow for the right type of lighting, the right kind of speaker system so that the people that aren't there, their voices hear heard clearly.
And sold at auction for $715,000.
Batter coming up now is Columbia Lou Gehrig, the first baseman for the Yankees.
The baseball bat Lou Gehrig used in his final full season in 1938. And that's the World News Roundup for Monday, April 5th. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.